Immortal Twilight is the official fragrance of the Twilight Saga. It is designed to capture the love between Edward and Bella. It is a perfume that is immortal, which, for those who need a dictionary definition, is never to be forgotten and everlasting. And yet, definitely everlasting, because I sprayed it on myself when I first got it, and I smelled it the next morning. It was faint, but it was still there, so, you know.
It's photos that have a
very everlasting. It lasts a really long time.
The
notes in this are cool citrus, which is orange. I didn't know exactly what cool citrus was. Wild chamomile, peony, freesia, patchouli, amber, and musk. And I love those three. Those three fragrance notes are my favorite, but I was really hesitant to get this fragrance for the simple fact that it was so floral, and it has those three notes in it. And I was like, what? How is that going to work? That's going to smell really weird. Because patchouli is a note that is very, usually it is very earthy, and like, it smells like, this is gonna sound really gross, but it smells like somebody just put some dirt in a cup and said, there's your patchouli. But it actually works really well in a fragrance. It's a flower, if anyone doesn't know what patchouli is. I didn't know what it was until like 2012. So I, yeah, I didn't know what it was, but now I know what it is, and I know what to look for, and it's wonderful. The weird thing about this fragrance is that the patchouli doesn't smell like a cup of dirt. It smells very clean. I don't know how to explain it other than it smells very clean. It doesn't smell earthy and like, I hate to use the word dirty because that just doesn't sound right, but yeah. The itemizer, which is what they call a sprayer, which I also did not know until a couple of months ago. I just called it a sprayer, but that's what the fragrance gurus call it apparently, is a very nice sprayer. The bottle, to me, it looks like a half-eaten apple. I could be wrong, but that's totally giving me first Twilight book cover vibes, because the cover of that book is probably one of my favorites, next to the second is my other favorite book cover. But the first book has two hands, which are presumably Bella's hands. I think they're Bella's hands. I could be wrong. But they're holding out an apple. Like, here, you want a bite? Which is important because Bella is Edward's forbidden fruit. He can't eat or drink her blood or whatever you want to call it, because the Cullens are the good guys. They don't eat humans. They can't. So, I like the bottle. It's very pretty. On the box, it says the forbidden fruit always tastes the sweetest. That's all I'm saying. Okay. We've all wanted things we can't have. This perfume retails for $20 if you go directly to Forks and pick it up yourself from the lovely people at the Chamber of Commerce. If you order it online from them, which is probably your best bet, it costs $35 because shipping is included in that. So it's like $15 for shipping, but honestly, whatever. It's a 1.7 ounce bottle. It is it doesn't take very long to get to me. It took like a week, which, Yay. What else was I gonna say about it? I don't know what else I was gonna say, but it's a very lovely fragrance. Let's see what it smells like on me today, because apparently every day is a new day and it smells weird. I did keep it in its original box. I'm going to keep it in its original box for as long as I can possibly keep it in its original box. Ooh. Every time I open the box, I get a really strong hint of patchouli. All right, let's spray this bad boy. One. Ooh, there's patchouli. Two. Three. Four. Now, everybody. There's the patchouli. And the orange. And the. Okay. I smell the patchouli. Really, really heavily now. It's supposed to be a base note, but I smell it at the top, which is here. But patchouli is such a strong, like, fragrance that doesn't surprise me. But then usually once it starts to calm down, I get more of the freesia peony. I do know what a peony smells like now, so I know what that looks like, what that smells like. I wish I could just like go to a flower shop and be like, hey, I want to smell a peony, because I want to know for sure that this is what I'm smelling. But I had somebody on Mastodon had given me a description, so thank you. I don't get the amber until I wake up the next morning and I smell it and I'm like, oh, yep, there's the amber. There you are. You're just hiding in the back. The musk is definitely there. It's a very woodsy musk. Like, it reminds me of being, like, in the woods somewhere with your boo. Yeah. Does this perfume meet my expectations? I honestly thought that it was gonna smell like a very much more floral version of Rebel Fleur because of the patchouli. Boy, I was mistaken. It's not bad. It's really not bad. It's just I was expecting it to smell like what my Alice. I have no idea. I was expecting it to smell like what my Alice scent smells like, which is very, very patchouli heavy, like to the point of, oh my goodness, like what is happening here? No shade to Scent Crafters. They did an amazing job. It's just, there's a lot of patchouli. But this is very floral. It is very sweet. It is very, very nice. It's very, very lovely. It is. It kind of does remind me of love, which is what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to remind you of a soulmate kind of thing going on, because, you know, it's immortal, you know, forever. Soulmates are generally people, depending on your beliefs. They're people that you have met before in a previous life, and you just keep like meeting for, they could be romantic or not, whatever. But I'm not gonna talk about beliefs on here, because that's not what I do. But I do think that it does remind me of love. It does remind me of that feeling that you get when you hear your significant other's voice, or you see them and you're just like, oh, I love them so much, and you're just like, you just want them to be with you forever and ever and ever. That's what it reminds me of, and they did a fantastic job, because that's what it's supposed to do. Is it a forgettable fragrance? When I first sprayed it, I was like, I have something that smells like it, but once everything started to settle, it does smell kind of unique in a way. It's very, like, I don't know. They probably made fragrances like this because, let's face it, there's only so many notes that you can use in a fragrance. Like, you know, I don't think that people have actually made this exact replica. But, I have smelled things that smell very similar to this, but I very much like this. It is very nice. It is sweet. So, it's sweet. It's fruity a little bit because there is a little bit of orange, which weirdly does not show up until the amber does. And then it smells like, if anybody has ever smelled, if you haven't, go find a tester somewhere and spray this and see what you think. If you spray Nude by Rihanna on your, well, okay, and not everybody has the same body chemistry as me, and I'm a weird one, so maybe, I don't know, but find a piece of paper, and if you have access to Nude by Rihanna, spray that on a piece of paper, don't smell it, walk away for about a couple hours, like maybe 6 hours, walk away, come back, and see what it smells like. As it starts to dry down, that's what this scent kind of smells like because of the amber and the orange cool citrus in here. I don't know if it's just my skin or if it's just how it is, but that's the way it smells on me and I like it. I tend to not spray my fragrances on paper because I like to know just because a fragrance smells good on paper does not mean it's going to smell good on me. So, yeah. The story behind this fragrance, for anyone who is curious, and then I'll give my rating because it's a good one. The story behind this fragrance is, back in 2008, when Twilight was becoming a movie, somebody, I don't have it on hand who exactly it was, but somebody out there made a Twilight perfume that was in an apple-shaped bottle. It was a red apple-shaped bottle, and it smelled like lavender and freesia, which is what Bella is supposed to smell like. People who have not read the books would not know that. So, good job. Good job, you read the books, or at least you were told. I don't know. But then Nina Ritchie made a perfume called Nina. That, very original, Nina. Very original. That looked just like Twilight, and she sued the people who made the Twilight perfume because the bottles look identical. I have perfume bottles that look identical. I'm trying to... I mean, okay, maybe not identical, but they're similar enough that, like, if you didn't know which one was a witch, you'd probably be like, whoa, what is this? I don't know what this is. Oh, no. Like, some of my body sprays, like my body fantasy perfume, there is no way for me to tell the difference between what they are because, unless I smell them, because they're all, like, I have a gift set, and they're all the same freaking size, like, They're all the same shape. I don't know what they are until I open the lid and smell them. Take the cap off. No, not open the lid because that would be bad. But I don't understand why you would want to sue someone. So anyway, in 2009, Twilight Beauty was launched, I guess. And they made a perfume. Well, not a perfume. A body mist collection that is sadly not a thing anymore. At least not that I've been able to find. Called Volturi. And it had scents like Forbidden Fruit, Romance, Wicked, and what was the other one? Romance, Wicked, Forbidden Fruit, and Bella. Duh. Jeez. How could I forget? They didn't have a Renesmee one. What is going on? Anyway. We need a Renesmee scent. Somebody, anybody, please. Please. Do I have to do it? Because I'll do it. I just got to figure out what it is. Anyway. Twilight Beauty, if you're listening, if you're still even around, can you please make Renesmee scent for the love of everything that's holy, because I need a Renesmee scent. Renesmee is incredible. Anyway, so
for now I can function as normal. Welcome back to the scariest videos on
Din, I don't know what happened with the Volturi perfume. I don't know if like they just decided to like eat that shit and be done with it. I don't know. It was a Lord help me. Somebody go and look at me and be like, that's gay. I'm gonna say it. It was a glittery body mist. I want this in my life because reasons. I want to sparkle in the goddamn sun, okay? And I want to smell good when I'm doing it. So I know Bath & Body Works makes glitter, but I want something that is Twilight related, that smells good, that sparkles. Can we make this a thing? Can somebody please make this a thing? I need this to be a thing again. Please? Please, 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 please. They sold for like $18 on twilightbeauty.com, but when I went to that website, it was not a thing anymore. Sky, can you please stop? It was not a thing anymore. I don't know. I want it, though. Not right now. I'm good. But I do want it. When I run out of something that is like a body mist. Because body mists go quicker than perfume. Anyway, so then something happened. Who knows? They decided to, like, eat Twilight's Volturi, whatever, and go with Immortal Twilight in 2011. Immortal Twilight was released in 2011 before or after the release of Breaking Dawn Part 1. I don't know if it... I think it was like a week after Breaking Dawn Part 1 came out, which is really, like, great because, I mean, that way Bella will be remembered in our hearts and souls forever. And ever. Or until they stop making this. Let's hope they don't, though, because I love this perfume. It's fantastic. I'm glad to have something. Finally, I'm glad to have a Twilight perfume because I did smell the Bella Volturi one, and I think I smelled the Forbidden Fruit one, and I didn't really care for the Bella one because it didn't last very long on my skin, from what I remember. It was 2011 when I smelled it, so who the hell knows? Or 2010, something like that. But I do remember smelling the Forbidden Fruit one, and I really liked it, and I cannot find these anywhere. I have looked on Walmart, I have looked on Amazon. I'm not really trusting Mercari or eBay, but I cannot find these, like, anywhere that is not weird. Like, I want these so bad. I'm sure, like, Etsy probably has something similar, but I don't know. Anyways, if anyone knows where I can get these or something that is similar, I would appreciate it. Probably not, though, but hey, it's worth a shot. Anyway, my final thoughts on this perfume. Well, actually, let me just explain. This is a big deal for me because I wanted this perfume for 6 months because I didn't know it was a thing. I knew that the original Twilight perfume was a thing because I remember hearing about it a long time ago, but I never smelled it, not to my recollection. So people say it smells good. Some people say it smells nasty. Perception is your reality, so whatevs. I think that, like, because I would sit there and I would look at it on the Forks website every couple of weeks just to make sure it was still there, and it was, and I would sit there and be like, I really want this, but also blah 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 reasons why I shouldn't, because this is how my brain works. I go through every possible reason why I should not do a thing. And then I was like talking to my best friend, and I was telling her about it, and she was like, what? And she is not a fan of Twilight at all. She will not watch the movies. She doesn't want anything to do with them, which is completely her right. It is fine. I'm not mad. because she likes things that I don't, and it's fine, like, whatever, but I can still talk about them with her, which is nice. But I was telling her about them, and or about this fragrance, and she was like, honestly, what do you have to lose? Okay, so you don't like it. You could probably get a refund, which, as it turns out, you probably can if you live in the U.S. So I was like, okay, well, I'll do it. I will buy this fragrance. And so I did, and I was sitting there going, oh my god. And there's not, god, this is gonna go on forever, there is not a very many reviews on this fragrance other than, oh, it smells good, go get it, like, that's not helpful, or it smells like something I already have, which, again, not helpful. But I ordered it, and I was like, oh my god, this is, I'm so scared, because, like, I like, personally, I like to go to a store, and if I can, and smell whatever perfume there is, because I don't, some things just don't work with me, and some things do, and then I, sometimes they work with me in the store, or work for me in the store, and then I buy them, and then I, like, go home, and I take a shower again, and I wear them, and then they're shit, and I'm just like, ah, no, what the hell, like, I don't know what that's all about, but it happens sometimes. And so I like to go to a store and purchase stuff, but there is, it's not a thing unless you order it online. But it's fine because I bought it, and I was like, it's gonna be here in a week. I'm gonna be flipping out until then in my head, because that's what I do all the time. It never ends, ever. And I like it. I really freaking like it. It definitely reminds me of Bella and Edward's relationship. It reminds me of the intoxication that Edward feels towards Bella. I feel it in this. That's the best way I can describe it, is I feel how Edward was drawn to Bella, and I feel how Bella was drawn to Edward, and I feel it in this fragrance. It's really fucking cheesy, but that's all I got. I rate this fragrance, like, probably a 9 out of 10, only because it is really strong at first. When you first spray, like, the patchouli just whacks you in the face, and you're like, whoa, but after that, it's really great. I love it a lot, and I'm so glad I purchased this. I really am. Like, I really just, I'm glad I have a piece of Twilight history. Let's hope it lasts for as long as I live, which is forever, because I'm immortal. No, I'm just playing. But I'm playing, y'all. Don't shoot me. But I really do like this scent, and I hope it lasts a really long time. And I hope that they continue to make it forever. Or until, like, demand just stops and nobody wants it anywhere, which, hopefully that's not true. So, yeah. I hope y'all enjoyed this review. I plan on doing a thing about my body sprays eventually, because I asked in a messenger chat if people wanted to me to do that, and some people said yes, so I do plan on doing that, but I wanted to do this first because it's still fresh in my brain. So if you like this, let me know. If you hate it, say it in a nice way, and I will see you guys whenever I see you.